It is time for change. Time for the old ways to die. Time for a new, undisputed leader. A new American world order.
Our mission is to reassert our sovereignty, reform the liberal international order. The central question that we face is the question of whether the system, as currently configured, as it exists today, and as the world exists today, does it work? Does it work for all the people of the world?
The old ways are out of date. The United Nations is useless, incompetent. The IMF is obsolete. European Union, pointless. All these international organizations, unions, treaties, and agreements, they only hinder America. They tie its hands and cripple its power. The logic is sound. Wouldn't we all be better off if we just let America rule?
America intends to lead now and always.
The Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Russia is violating it, says America. Others aren't bound by it. It hobbles, limits the United States. And Washington's policy requires, it seems, more nukes, bigger nukes, faster nukes.
One country in the world is bound by the INF treaty, us. China's not bound by it. Iran has an extensive IRBM capability. But we have global responsibilities in Asia and the Middle East. We have to be responsive there, too.
International democracy has failed. Alliances have failed. Nations cannot tell right from wrong. Everyone wants a say, but why let them? They no longer know what's good for them. America is good for them.
This is what President Trump is doing. He is returning the United States to its traditional, central leadership role in the world.
And so it seems we enter a new age, an age where might makes right. Without all the fluff and lip service to partnerships and equality, the old world order is dead. Welcome to a new American age.